believe you believe that today. You've got to believe that. You've got to trust Him in that and believe for that in the season that we're in particular. There's nothing that God can't do. He's for you. He's going to help you. He's going to strengthen you. And He's with you. I read last night, Joshua 1:8, be strong, be courageous, because God is with you wherever you go. And I just want to tell some of you, as well with me, that He's been with me in some places that I should not have gone. How many of you know that? And even when you're in the place where maybe you should not have gone, He's there. He loves you and I so much that He reaches out and He pulls us and He says, come on, you don't need this. Let's go. Thank God for the influence of His Holy Spirit. Hey, again, to every mom in particular today, we love you. We thank God for you. I know for some, as Patty and I were coming in this morning and as we prayed early this morning, this will be the first Mom's Day for some of you without a mom. And you never forget that. I remember my mom. She's been gone now since I was 17 years old, and I never forget my mom, because they make such an indelible imprint in your heart and in your life that how could you ever forget them? So for those of you that are hurting today over the loss, over some of the memories, over just the pain of that today, we just extend our love to you. And we stand with you and we pray with you today that He is good. And He is good all the time. Can I tell you something? That live for God. Live for Him with all of your heart today. And He will help you through the difficult times, the times that, bring hurt and pain to your life. I'm always cognizant of these moments in life. Some people, during holidays and things, it's the most difficult day of the year for them. And I know I'm talking to some children today. Maybe you're a mom yourself and you've just gone through that terrible pain of that loss. We love you. He loves you. He comes to bring hope and grace and peace to you today. We're going to be so blessed today. I want to encourage you, and I want to say thank you to each one of you, those of you who have been so kind and so faithful to give in the season that we're in. And I know for some, it's a sacrifice. But can I just assure you today that you will never give to God and live in lack? Oh, you might go through a time and you may even say, I've been there. Our family has been there. We said, God, where are you? And right at the moment, you wonder where He is. There He is, and He shows up. We think He's late, but He's always right on time. I want to say thank you to each one of you. You'd like to give this morning. If you have the Push Pay app, you can use that. You can text to 77977, the word The City Church NY, and the information will pop up on your device. It'll help you to do that. You can go to our website, thecitychurch.com. Right at the top of the page is a little give tab. Or you can send to City Church, 210 East Main Street in Batavia, New York. And if you've never connected with us so that you get a text, and I want to encourage each and every one of you, we want to do a better job reaching out to you. We want to get to know you. We want to be a part of your life. So if you've never gotten a text from us, would you text to 585-487-8100? Just text the word connect. We'll send you just a confirmation. That way you'll be up on everything that is going on. But as well, we'll have some of your information. We're not gonna bother you and send you a million texts, but we want to stay connected with you. We love you. We thank God for you. I'm so glad that we have so many moms in our lives. I have a young mom in my life. She's been a part of my life, I think, since she was 13, maybe 12. Obviously, she wasn't a mom then, but she's an incredible young lady. Pastor Aaron, she's an incredible mom. I want you to come share God's word with everybody today.
Hi, everyone. As everyone's been saying, happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. We're so thankful for every single one of you. I've been thinking this week about the scripture, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and I'll be really quick today. We as parents, we have a challenging job at times, don't we? But we also have one of the most rewarding jobs on the planet, honestly. And the scripture that I continually try to live by, I do my best to, is Paul is saying, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. You know, our kids are watching us even when we think that they're not. People are watching us even when we don't even realize it. And it's our job as Christians, as people who love God, is to point them in the right direction. So even though people may be watching us, we want to live our lives so that we're looking and pointing to Jesus every single step of the way so that people can see God in and through our lives and so our kids can see God in and through our lives. So I want to encourage you to live and really try to strive by that scripture, to follow my example as I follow the example in Christ. You know, we hear it sometimes that we are the only Jesus some people will ever see. And so we want to try our best to walk that way in everyday life. And moms, I want to encourage you to do that, that no matter what, you know, what stage of momhood that you are in, that your kids are finding and looking at you, and we want to point them in the right direction. Amen. So we had a Mother's Day challenge at the church, and just to get something going, because, you know, this Mother's Day is obviously different. And so the challenge was to post a picture of your mom and to tell us why you love her. And Jillian Marie Salon teamed up with us, and they're going to give that mom a day of pampering. And a group of ladies got together distantly, and they all read through the posts on Facebook, and we came up with the winner. And I'm going to read you what she wrote about her mom. She said, "My mom, Dorothy, where do I begin? I know there are days I don't talk to her because of everyday life, but when I do, she is always there to give me advice and lets me know that she loves me. She always reminds me that Jesus is in control. I love you, Mom." So Ella Stroman, thank you for posting that. Dorothy, you have a day of pampering coming at you. Let's give her some love today. We're so excited to that you are the winner. So we hope you enjoy your day. Go ahead, Ryan.
Awesome, awesome. That'll be fun, Miss Dorothy. But my dad and I discussed a little bit, and we decided that the two of us, we were going to make sure that all the ladies that are here this morning go along with Dorothy. So Mom and Aaron and my sister-in-law Amanda and Samantha, Debbie, you guys are all going to go along, and you're going to get pampered as well. I hope that's okay. They deserve it. Amen. All of you deserve it. You should all make a trip of it. My dad wants to go too, but you can't go. Happy Mom's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Ladies, you're such a blessing. I know that there's ladies that want to be moms that could not be moms. We want to send our love to you as well. You've made an impact on the body of Christ. There are many moms in this place that haven't been my natural mom, but have definitely made an impact. And I began to ask the Lord this week, and I shared this with my dad just to make sure it was appropriate. And I really feel as though I did hear from the Lord in this way. And I have been contemplating this term, the mistreated mother. You say, "Ryan, boy, that's a term on Mother's Day." There are many mothers that have been mistreated. They've been overlooked. They've been thrown in the middle of a mess at times and really had decisions to make to move forward. And a story like that in the scripture is Genesis 16. I kind of pick up there. It says, "Your slave is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think is best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. I thought of this story, and I contemplated it much. And a woman in this scripture, she gets thrown into the middle of a mess, not of her own accord, not of her own choices, but based on someone else's decision, based on someone else's problem. She finds herself smack dab in the middle of a problem that she's faced with dealing with. And I know Hagar, she's not the only one. There are many moms even watching now that maybe you'll watch this later as you share this video, as you talk about this time this morning. There are many mothers who've been thrown smack dab in the middle of an issue. What do you do when you're thrown smack dab into an issue, into a problem? And I begin to think of my mom and many other moms in this church. How do you handle problems that you didn't make, but you get tossed into the middle of? Genesis 16, verses 9 says this: "Then the angel of the Lord told her, 'Go back to your mistress and submit to her.' The angel added, 'I will increase your descendants so much more that they'll be too much numerous to count.'" God's solution in this moment for Hagar, God's solution for you, and I've seen many moms do this. I've seen my mom do this many times throughout the years. The solution was, God said, endure. Continue on. Endure. She endured. She was obedient to the Lord in a moment of distress. In a moment of distress that she didn't create, she endured. And I just want to tell every mom that's watching, every mother that watches later on, my mom in particular this morning, thank you for enduring. You've made an impact not only on my life, but many sons and many daughters. I stand here as a representation of sons and daughters across this fellowship. And we say to you, thank you for enduring. You've endured. Number two, the second thing that she did in Genesis 21, 17, it says, God heard her boy crying. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there." I begin to think about this. I begin to contemplate this scripture. And the scripture says that God heard the boy crying. In the moment of obedience, in this moment of endurance, she accomplishes not something for herself. She doesn't take on something for herself, but she conquers. She accomplishes. She completes something for her son. The scripture says, Not that the Lord heard her, but that he heard her son. Because you've endured, because you've carried on in the midst of turmoil and struggle, you carried on. And because of that, your children have been heard by God. That's what the scripture says. That's not what I'm saying. Because you've endured, because you've carried on, we as sons and daughters have been heard. Every sacrifice as a mom that you've made has been heard by God. It's been seen in the heavenly realms. Every sacrifice that you thought no one noticed, that you thought was overlooked, God in heaven looked down and said, "I see that, mom. I see that, daughter. I see the endurance that you made." And the last thing, the scripture says this in Genesis 21, 20. God was with the boy as he grew up. There's no greater gift in my life. There's no greater gift that I walk out in my adult life than knowing that God is with me. That he's my protector. That he's my deliverer. That he's my portion. That he is my more than enough. But if I stopped for a second and thought it was because of me, I would be amiss. And if you think that this morning, son, if you think that this morning, daughter, it's not just because of the decisions that you've made in your life. It's because of the Hagar in your life. It's because of the mom in your life. So this morning, we thank you for enduring. We thank you. We thank you that God spoke to us because you endured. And lastly, we thank you that God has been with us because of the decisions that a mom has made. Come on, you can say amen to that this morning. You know, I walked in here this morning, and there was a song playing. And you know, I'm about to sing, and I begin to choke up. I begin to cry as I saw little Addison dance with Mom. And what a representation of what I just talked about here this morning. Be blessed by this. Get some tissues ready as well.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you.
My levees are broken.
Oh Lord.
Walls have come.
Come on, right where you're at, give these ladies a big God bless you. I asked my boys to come up and do something special because their mom is going to share this morning. So I want them to come up and introduce her to you all.
Hi, everybody. These guys are waiting. I hope you guys are all doing great at home. God bless you on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. We sure do love you, and we miss you. I wish I could. I remember going around last year and hugging all the moms, and just a mother's love, a mother's embrace means so much. But God bless you from us to you right now. And guys?
Yeah, we just want to say happy Mother's Day to you all. We miss you so much. Love you very much. Thank you for what you do for each and every single one of us every day. So happy Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to my mom, too.
Happy Mother's Day again. And would you welcome Pastor Patty McDonald, our mom.
Amen.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. We're so thankful to be with you. We're thankful that the Lord worked it all out, that we're able to speak to you and speak into your life. And actually, you speak into ours. I have to tell you, when I watched Addison dance, my memory went back so many years when my boys were in daycare with Aaron. And I'm going to tell you, they picked on her, and she picked on them. And they all made it. And look at Addison, how sweet she is. This morning, I want to talk to you about the three H's, which are healing, help, and hope. I didn't want to say something and speak this morning unless I had something to say. And when Marty had asked me last Friday about speaking, I was like, I don't know what I can say during this time of pandemic and time of turbulence, and what can I say? And the Lord is faithful, which he's never done before. That was on last Friday. And on Saturday, a week ago Saturday, he woke me up 5:30 in the morning, and I believe gave me this word. He knows me well enough, because if he wouldn't have given this to me ahead of time, I would have worried all week. The Lord knows your personality, and he came through. Lord, we thank you for bringing us here this morning. I pray, Lord, that you give me the words that you want me to speak. I pray, Lord, that it'll touch people's heart as it did mine, Lord, in this peculiar time that we're living in. We thank you for your healing, your help, and your hope. We all know not to drive in the dark without our headlights on, but how many of you know that we've done it? I've done it several times, and when I've gotten out of the city of Batavia, I'm like, I can't see very well. We need illumination to get through dark times. We absolutely need illumination to get through unusual times. In this time of pestilence, peril, pandemic, where is that? Not in Africa, not in China. It's right here, but it's all over the world. Who could ever imagine this a year ago, 4 months ago? Now we need to stay in our homes. We have to social distance. We have to stay apart. No restaurants, no shopping, grocery stores without our favorite items, even toilet paper. Who would have even thought? But in this time, more than ever before, this time of coronavirus, we need a healer. Because where do you go? Where does your help come from? And who can help us? Who can we turn to? Some may say, oh, we'll go to our primary care doctor. Not the answer now. We'll go to the emergency room or the urgent care. You know what? We'll rely on the government, the CDC, and listen, maybe Dr. Fauci will help us. While we do need the Lord to guide these groups and individuals, we need him, we need our Lord to give them wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon. But at this time, our world needs a healer. We need a healer. Psalms 107, 19 and 20 say, then they cried out to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word, and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Psalms 6, 2, you might want to write these down. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaken with terror. Jeremiah 17, 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. That's a hint. Maybe turn some praise music on. Maybe fill your house with hope and with song. There's so many accounts of healing in the Bible. The blind man, the leper, the woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment, the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. So many stories of healing. I present to you that it's time for our story of healing. It's time for my story of healing. Who we need, who we must have, who we can't possibly live without, we need a Savior. We need a healer. We need the Lord. Psalms 32 says, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Jeremiah 33:6 says, behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them abundant peace. We need healing, and we need peace in our hearts. When all else fails, our economy, our jobs, our security, our source of stability, our health in this time of pandemic, I'm going to say to you, we need the Lord. So many times in the night, you know, you're all alone in the night. I just want to go, help. Lord, we need you to help us. I feel that more than ever. I just want to shout, help. Help me, Lord. What happened? 1 week we were moving through life. We were working. We were productive. We worshiped as we wished. We gathered as we chose. We drove where we wanted. We were coming and going just where we wanted. And I think about this time of physical distancing, staying at home, shelter in place, businesses are closed. Work from your home if you're lucky enough to do that. Unemployment. We need help. I cried out, help. Maybe it's not audible, but it's constantly in my soul. I think of that song, Why So Downcast, O My Soul? Put your trust in God. Again, I'm going to say, we need the Lord. Just while we're talking about help, what can you do to help? The smallest of gestures in this time might seem insignificant, but I'm going to tell you, I know because I've received a card, a text, a call, a package left just at the right time. Nothing big. Maybe just time to think of one another. We all have somewhat more time. We have time to be conscious of the other people in our lives. Aaron, they laughed because Aaron gave us some sourdough bread. It was wonderful, and Booty's, our friends, social distance with their masks on, brought us over cheesecake, cards. What a blessing. I'm going to encourage you to be a blessing. Be the hands and feet of the Lord. Do just things on purpose to make people know you remember them and you love them. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. In times of trouble. Psalms 121:2 says, from where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. That seems so simply put, but it's so powerful that our help comes from the Lord. And then again, I'm going to read Psalms 50:15. Call on me in the time of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will honor me. Let's honor him now as we go through this time of trouble. We need help from our Lord. Don't forget to call on him. This is actually a reminder. And finally, we need hope. To be honest with you, sometimes I read Facebook and I don't comment. I decide to ignore some of the things that people are saying. And sometimes I just dive right in. So I went to school years and years ago with this person and was kind of reunited at our 40th reunion. So I've watched on Facebook some things, and I've been very impressed by some of the skills that she had. She's a baker. But through some of this Facebook conversation, she talked about not giving people false hope about a vaccine, about where do they go for help. And in a lot of this conversation, she kept saying about false hope. And to me, when you say false hope, you mean you'd rather people feel hopeless. In the end, I ended up writing this. I just commented and said, and you're talking to a cancer survivor. I had hope for tomorrow. I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ that no matter what happened, I'd still have eternal hope. Everyone listening to me needs hope. No matter how dark the night is, joy will come in the morning. If you go to church here, you've heard me say that my mom always said, well, go to bed, honey, it'll be better in the morning. If you got in a fight with your boyfriend or something happened, she'd always say, honey, just go to bed, it'll be better in the morning. And you know, that scripture is true. It might be dark right now, but joy is going to come in the morning. Tomorrow will be better. We have this hope in the depths of our soul. That's a song. Where do you put your hope? You need to know the Lord today to give you hope for tomorrow. In this time of pandemic, hopelessness, we think, we still have hope and we have promises from our Lord. I've read many of them. Psalms 35, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hope. Hope for the future brings strength for today. Hebrews 10 said, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And finally, a scripture, for those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar on like eagles. They will run and they won't grow faint. They will walk and not be weary. We need to remember the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We don't need a new hat, a new dress, new shoes, brunch, a gift. What we need during this time of pandemic is healing. We need help and we need hope. But it's all found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me leave you with this psalm. It gave me kind of comfort, and as you can tell, the theme is I really do love the psalms. Whenever I was a young person, a kid, I'd have to read parts of the Bible with my grandmother. She would always say, read the Bible, and my choice was always the psalms. And it still is, and I'm far past being a kid. Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terrors of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, but 10,000 at your right side. But it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. I'm just going to say that those of us who know the Lord have this comfort. We have healing. We can look forward to the Lord taking care of this pandemic. We also have great hope that our Lord is able to take care of anything. And I just present to you the three H's.
Beautiful. My gosh, she's a preacher, isn't she, though? Hey, hope is something that we need. And we need that in our lives. I want to pray for you today as we close together. I want to believe, God, for you to have hope. That story, so many of the beautiful scriptures that Patty read, and then the story of just encouraging someone else who says, don't get your hope up, don't get inundated with false hope. That's not true. The Bible says hope makes not ashamed. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence not yet seen. You can't see everything that is happening and everything that is going to happen. But you have to believe and have hope in the middle of it, right in the midst of it. I'm speaking to someone today. Maybe you're a dad. Maybe you're a son, a daughter. You've just been hurting. You feel lonely. Things haven't worked out the way you hoped they would. Some of it maybe is because of your own choices, others' choices that other people have made around you. Sometimes at the end of the day, we have less control over our lives than we'd hope to. But if I can tell you anything today, when you put your hope in the Lord, come on, hear me right now. When you put your hope in God, you will not be made ashamed. Doesn't mean you won't go through some times of difficulty. Doesn't mean you won't go through some times of loneliness, frustration, even feeling depressed. But when it's all over, you can be assured that when you hope in the Lord, that you will not be disappointed. I want to pray for you today. I want to ask God to help you. Now, if I'm talking to somebody today and you've never given your life to Jesus, you need to do that today. Every time, you know, when one of us in our home, usually Patty or myself, brings up about her grandmother, I think of, wow, such a faithful woman. You know, I tease Patty, and I've teased and kind of teased about her that when she was coming for you, she had glasses that were like 2 inches thick, and she had her hair all up in a bun, long dress, high lace shoes. But I'm telling you, she was coming with the Word of God and the love of God. And she prayed me, a broken, addicted, homeless mess, prayed for me that I would come to Jesus. If you would have told me I'd be doing what I'm doing now, back before she prayed for me, I don't know, I might have, I don't know. It wouldn't have been good. But when we pray for you this morning, maybe you're way out there. You just decided to watch this morning because you saw this good-looking blonde chick up here. She's sharing God's word. This is a moment that can impact and change your life forever. I want to pray for you right now. If you've never given your life to Jesus, I want you to pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in need of a Savior. I ask you today to forgive me of every poor decision and mistake and willful poor decision that I've ever made. Forgive me for that. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to be my Savior and my Lord. Lead me, guide me, and direct me. I submit my life to you now. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to pray for those of you that you're in a dark place today. You're hurting. You're lonely. You're beating back tears. You don't have to beat them back. You can let them flow. I want to pray for God's help and His peace upon your life. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you'd fall fresh on every individual that's watching today. Be real to them, strengthen them, lift them, and I pray that they will not only ask you for this hope, but they will find hope in you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Come on, say a big amen. From the McDonald household, from the oldest, that would be me, to the very youngest, Andrew, my youngest grandson, and everyone in between, we wish you the greatest Mother's Day that you could ever imagine. Come on, let's celebrate our moms today. Thank you for being faithful to give. Don't forget, you can use the PushPay app. Text the City Church NY to 77977. Go to our website, thecitychurch.com, or just mail to City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York, 14020. If you need anything further, email me, pm@thecitychurch.com, or instant message any one of these that you saw up here today, Pastor Ryan, Pastor Aaron, Patty. Let us know if we can do anything for you. We're here for you. We love you. We care for you. And we believe in you. Moms, we honor each and every one of you. I'm like my son Ben. I wish you were here. We could go and hug every one of you and tell you how beautiful we are. It's coming. We're going to keep you updated on that as it comes. Go in His grace today. Come on, how about it for this young lady here sharing God's word today? We love you. God bless you.